This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Landis. I'm Mark Magnuson. In what could be a very early season for anhydrous rigs in the Midwest, good news is scarce on the fertilizer front. We will hear more with Josh Linville of StoneX next.
Spring planning starts with one smart decision. Corn Pro from Landis delivers a complete corn program with built-in savings. Nutritionals, herbicide, and fungicide, all working together in one plan backed by local expertise. Lock in competitive pricing, sign up any number of acres, and take advantage of 0% interest through 2026 to protect your cash flow. Less complexity, more performance. Get the most out of your corn crop with Corn Pro from Landis. Talk with your local Landis team today.
Good news is scarce on the fertilizer front. That's according to Josh Linville, Vice President of Fertilizer for StoneX, who has been keeping a close eye on the price of nitrogen during the winter season.
So unfortunately, what I've been seeing is a lot of reasons for farmers not want to hear anything I have to say. It's not very much of it's been good news. Of course, a lot of what we watch is Gulf Base, is NOLA Base, because that's kind of our base point for North America fertilizers. And since the first half of December, when urea prices dipped to their lowest level, prices are up over $100 a ton since that point in time. And a lot of that continues to be driven globally. It's a lack of Chinese export expectations. It's a lack of European production. There's still a 75% production rate. It's Trinidad production issues. It is fear of a U.S.-Iran fight shutting off flows from the Persian Gulf.
Linville says it is hard to predict the amount of nitrogen needed this spring based on the number of planted corn acres expected.
We keep building this corn crop. It keeps getting to be a bigger number being discussed by the marketplace, and that builds nitrogen demand overall. So that has just continued to provide more and more price strength to the urea market. But to your point, anhydrous rigs are already running at a full month ahead of when they would normally do it around here in Kansas City, St. Joseph area. Hearing a lot of great forecasts, a lot of fields being cleared off, drying off, frost coming out across large parts of the corn belt. We could have an exceptionally early start to anhydrous, and the forecast continue to hold. It could be a very early and long run.
He provides his prediction of anhydrous prices as farmer demand grows.
Anhydrous is still the cheapest form of nitrogen out there to the farmer, and if they get the chance, I think you're going to see them pile onto it. That's going to have some impact on the anhydrous price, of course, but you could start stealing some demand away from things like urea and UAN if this continues.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.